This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walden Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Tonight, there's a show tonight.
Yes. Tonight is the Manhattan Transfer Holiday Show. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying, I feel like we haven't talked about these guys enough. So let's talk about them.
9-time Grammy winners, at least.
At least that many. And I just learned that other than Michael Jackson's Thriller, they have the most nominated album in history. I think it's called Vocalese.
It is called Vocalese, yes.
And we spent about, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes yesterday trying to find that song, that holiday song that you know from these guys. Mm-hmm. And we looked it up. Is it the Christmas song? Is it no, it's called Happy Holiday.
Yes.
And that's the one you hear all the time. And so I think we're going to have a really fun, festive evening tonight. They have this wonderful sort of silky harmony going on there. And, of course, all those hits.
Right. But, so are they strictly holiday music tonight, or are they going to do some?
I would bet they're going to do a little bit of both. It's going to be great.
Is that 7 tonight?
That's at 7 tonight. And that's in the big hall in Baumwalker Hall. And then tomorrow night we will
more holidays.
Have more holiday with Larry Miller. His show is called his show is normally called Cocktails with Larry Miller, but this time it will be Holiday Cocktails with Larry Miller. So he's going to add a little dash of holiday cheer into there.
And I understand he has a sort of Facebook or web presence, a club, people, a drinking society.
Yes, it's called the Larry Miller Drinking Society.
I think so.
I believe, and it meets after every show. So odds are he's going to find his way out to somewhere on Dixon Street, and people will be able to come out and join him and have some fun.
And that's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. That show's at 8 o'clock. And then we will have the Nutcracker this weekend. Mm-hmm. Lovely, beloved holiday tradition. It's always fun when we have a Nutcracker because you tend to see kids and their families.
Yeah.
And some of those kids have never seen a show before. You know, their parents have been waiting until they were old enough to take them to start this holiday tradition up again. So there's 3 performances of the Nutcracker this weekend. There's an 8 o'clock on Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock on Sunday, and a 7 o'clock on Sunday. And I will tell you that the 8 o'clock on Saturday and the 2 o'clock on Sunday are virtually sold out at this point. There are tickets available for the 7 p.m. And what we always say in a situation like this is you can always come down to the box office and get on standby about an hour before the show. We work really, really hard to get everybody in, and we've been pretty successful with it. I don't think we've ever turned anyone away who has come down and got on standby. So if you really need to come to that Saturday or that Sunday 2 p.m. show, you can come down and get on standby. Otherwise, the 7 p.m. show on the 18th still has some tickets left.
And we still have It's a Wonderful Life playing across the street.
Yes. Theater Squared runs that for 3 more weekends. They run this weekend, and then they will run from the 21st through the 24th next week, and then they'll run from the 29th through the 1st. And it's a lot of fun. Have you seen the show?
I have not yet. I think I'm going next week.
Yeah, it's really something. You know, watching anything live for me is way better than watching it on a movie. That's just me. But I know this is a beloved classic, and I know that, you know, it's so iconic in our history. And the story is just remarkable. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful, wonderful story.
It's a wonderful life.
Yeah, it's just, I loved it. I loved it so much. And I think it is really a solid, great production for you to go see over the holidays. It's has wonderful messages. The performances are strong. The set is great. And there's lots of shows left, and it's selling really fast. So
yes,
if you want to go, I would recommend not waiting to get your tickets until the last minute.
So Nutcracker, Frank Capra, Larry Miller, Manhattan Transfer, does that take care of the holidays at Walden Arts Center?
We've got one more on the 22nd.
And this Asleep at the Wheel.
Asleep at the Wheel, yeah. So we'll have a little Western swing thrown in there. Their show is called Santa Loves to Boogie. I can't wait to hear these guys. I wasn't familiar with them before they got booked.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this concert because I think it's going to be really high energy, really high quality.
Yeah, Ray Benson has just this signature voice.
Yeah,
he's great.
It's going to be fantastic. That's on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. I believe that's a Thursday, and that's a 7 o'clock show. So then, other than the Theater Squared going on throughout the whole Christmas break, we're done at Walton Arts Center. But then we get back in January and we pick right back up again with some pretty good stuff. On the 5th of January at 7:30, we'll have the comedian Brian Regan.
Right.
That one is almost sold out. So that's a good Christmas present, good holiday gift. So you might want to get those tickets soon if you're planning on giving that particular show. And then on the 10th through the 15th, we'll have a full week of Blue Man Group.
That's right.
And I learned the other day that we are the first market to have Blue Man Group come back. So if you recall, back in the summer of last year, we were the first market to see Blue Man Group. Their new touring theatrical show was created and mounted here at the Arts Center. And then it went out on the road, and it's been touring North America. And now it's coming back to Northwest Arkansas, and we're the first one to bring it back.
All right.
And so it's pretty exciting. And the good news about it is that there are lots of tickets left, but they are going faster than anything I've ever seen at Walden Arts Center. So I think it would be good to get those tickets now.
Okay.
And they do make a great present. They really do. And then on the 20th, we will have the Pancho Sanchez Band as part of the 10 by 10 art series. On the 21st, Sona will be back with their third concert of the year, their Masterworks concert. And they had just a fantastic, fantastic concert back on this past Saturday. It was a wonderful holiday.
That sold out, correct?
Yes, it did.
There was not a ticket to be had.
Nope, there was not. And it sounds like there was not a ticket to be had, and there was not an unsmiling face in the house. It sounds like it was a very, very exciting show. So the Sona concert is on the 21st. And then Keb Mo will be back on the 25th. And then the comedian Lewis Black will be here on the 28th. Lewis Black is another one that tickets are almost gone for. So if you want to get those now. And then February.
Well, let's just hold our horses here.
Let's put the brakes on a little bit. I'm ready to slow down December myself. But
Will you travel for the holidays?
I will. I'll be going to Florida to visit my family.
That's a nice place to be for Christmas.
It is.
I think.
It is. It being from New England and living in Wisconsin for a while, the first couple years I went down there, the concept of palm trees on Christmas was very difficult for me to handle. I've gotten over that.
Yeah, okay.
And I love it now. I love going down there with the warm weather. And
well, everything you've talked about except the palm trees can be obtained at waltonartcenter.org.
Yeah, alas, we're not selling palm trees right now. But we are selling great Walton Arts Center merchandise for Christmas as well. And we do have the Leon Niehaus exhibit that's still up in our Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. That's going to come down in January. So if you're out and about on Dixon Street, come by and see it. But everything we talked about is available on our website, which is waltonartcenter.org. And you can also call us at 443-5600 to get tickets. The other thing to note is that because we're getting closer to Christmas, if you want to get your tickets, you may have to ask, you may have to come down and pick them up because we're not guaranteeing delivery as of yesterday.
Okay.
So if you buy online, you might want to call the box office and make special arrangements if you need the tickets to come in before Christmas time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.